WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville City Council reverses course and approves a Gaza ceasefire resolution. Governor Youngkin signs another 100 bills, including a measure to protect Virginians from unlawful discrimination. And most Virginia state parks, including Natural Bridge, will hold watch parties for next Monday's solar eclipse. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 4th. 2 weeks after rejecting a resolution calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, Charlottesville City Council reversed course and approved it Monday night. The Daily Progress reports that the vote was 3-1 in favor, with one abstention. Councilor Brian Pinkston, who opposed the resolution on March 18th, was the pivotal vote in favor Monday night. The vote prompted cheers among dozens of residents packed into the chambers, but some of them opposed the measure, including Rabbi Dan Alexander, who was jeered and interrupted by the crowd when he spoke. Harrisonburg's city council was the first in Virginia to approve a similar resolution in February. On Monday, Virginia will experience a partial solar eclipse, and most state parks are planning watch parties, Virginia Public Radio's Roxy Todd reports.
If you want to see a total eclipse, you'll have to travel to Ohio or Indiana. But Virginians will have a chance to see a partial eclipse beginning Monday afternoon around 2.
You will notice a significant darkening, but it'll be more like it's getting dusk.
Kenny Horowitz is chief ranger at National Bridge State Park near Lexington. There, visitors will see an 87% eclipse.
The moon will cover about 87% of the sun.
State parks are also selling eclipse glasses for $1. They're essential for preventing eye damage, says Christopher Rao, a neuroscience expert at the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine.
Because you can easily do some damage to some very sensitive tissues that are a part of your visual system.
He warns that the most vulnerable parts of our eyes don't have pain sensors, so we can damage them without noticing it. Never look directly at the sun, even during an eclipse.
You definitely should not use polarized sunglasses. Those aren't sufficient enough to protect your eyesight.
Virginians won't see another solar eclipse until 2044. I'm Roxy Todd.
The Port of Virginia is taking on additional cargo shipments diverted from Baltimore after a massive ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week. The Virginia Mercury reports that the port can handle the extra workload because more than 50 years ago, state and local leaders took steps to minimize any mishaps with cargo ships by building tunnels underwater and, more recently, expanded its waterways. Port spokesman Joe Harris said that just hours after the bridge collapse on March 26th, the Port of Virginia processed some container cargo that was bound for Baltimore. Harris said the Port of Virginia anticipates these diverted volumes to increase, but it's too early to know specific impacts on the port's operation. Governor Glenn Youngkin has signed another 100 bills passed by the General Assembly. The Virginia Mercury reports that includes a measure to protect Virginians from unlawful discrimination, hate crimes, and anti-Semitism. The governor vetoed 4 other bills, including one that would punish shop owners who fail to advertise that they're selling invasive plants that could harm other species. Members of the General Assembly and advocates on Wednesday called on Youngkin to approve a prescription drug affordability board in the Commonwealth. Central Virginia resident Savannah Morris has lived with Crohn's disease since she was 15. She said she recently had to cut back on medication to make ends meet.
Between paying the debt from my surgeries, college tuition, and school fees, supplies for my ileostomy bag, and medications related to my mental health, I've had to make hard decisions about what I can and can't afford.
If created, the affordability board would be able to set price caps on medications. Opponents of the bill say setting caps on drug prices could push pharmaceutical companies to take their drugs off the market. Youngkin has until Monday to act on all remaining bills. Beginning in July, all children up to the age of 5 in Virginia will be eligible to receive a free book each month, thanks to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Currently, the program serves portions of the state through the mail, but legislation from Chesterfield Delegate Carrie Coyner will help make the program statewide. Coyner says she wrote the bill because of her desire to bolster early literacy skills.
it's a win for kids across Virginia to get books in their hands. They're able to get skills and knowledge of how they can continue to build on those literacy skills.
The Imagination Library aims to help prepare children for school and build their own collection of books. Governor Youngkin signed Coiner's Bill into law last week. Today marks a key deadline for primary elections this summer, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The retirement of incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton is attracting the largest number of candidates in any race this year. So far, 13 Democrats are running in the Democratic primary, and more might enter the race before the deadline this week. The list includes a former Speaker of the House of Delegates, three incumbent delegates, and two incumbent senators. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says they've got nothing to lose.
If you're currently a member of the House of Delegates or the Senate of Virginia, you're not on the same electoral timetable as a congressional race. So you basically can get a roll of the dice without having to give anything up in terms of your own seat or not running for re-election, because your contest would be at a different cycle in a different year.
Three congressional incumbents have no opposition at all, at least not yet. Bobby Scott, Jerry Connolly, and Jennifer McClellan. And the only incumbent member to face a primary from his own party is Republican Congressman Bob Good. That's a race J. Miles Coleman at the University of Virginia says is one to watch.
What seems like a lot of Republicans, or at least a lot of Trumpy Republicans here, haven't really forgiven Good for backing DeSantis over Trump. You know, if he loses, that could be definitely one of the key factors here.
The primary is June 18th. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, the D.C. City Council has voted unanimously to approve a plan that will keep the Washington Wizards and the Capitals in the city until 2050, the plan will spend $515 million to renovate the Capital One Arena and develop at the site downtown. The deal with Monumental Sports, which owns the district's NHL and NBA teams, was announced last week following the collapse of Governor Youngkin's plan to bring the two teams to Alexandria. The D.C. Council's vote came one day before Mayor Muriel Bowser delivers her budget for the 2025 fiscal year. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Thursday.